Did I tell you to take your Bibles and turn to the book of John chapter 4? John chapter 4, beginning at verse 46. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he had heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for this day. Lord, we pray for our nation. But Lord, we pray for churches that will stand up for Jesus Christ. We pray for those who are members of churches that are willing to stand up for Jesus Christ. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. As we continue reading verse 51, and as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Can I hear an amen on that? Amen. Thy son liveth. Then required he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed in his whole house. We find that the United States of America is not guaranteed another decade. We can look at great nations and powers of the past who had their peaks and then they fell. What has kept America great are a couple of things. I believe that it's based on the fact that we have had gospel preaching churches. And unfortunately, too many people today don't want to go to gospel preaching churches. They want to go to a church where they are entertained. Entertainment and churches should not be confused at being one and the same. We have too many churches today that have forgotten or no longer tell people they need to repent. I believe it's important that we repent. We have also because the fact that we wanted the Word of God to be part of our nation. We had presidents and leaders that prayed. We had presidents and leaders that quoted scripture. We had presidents and leaders that went to churches that proclaimed the truth. I think it'd be great if we had a president that said, I can't do anything on Sundays because I go to church. I listen to the pastor preach. In fact, I have a Sunday school class. Wouldn't you like to have a president that thought the Bible was important? I think it'd be great. But we've always been a friend of Israel. Today, Israel is considered to be one of the worst nations when it comes to, let me say this, human rights. Are they really? I'm going to ask you to do something. You don't have to do this. In fact, when I get done saying it, you can just look at me and say, huh? Well, don't say it out loud. You can just say, I'm not going to do that. But if you use PayPal, I want you to end it. Now, I don't know how many of you use PayPal, but I want you to end it. You say, well, why? See, PayPal has decided that North Carolina is wrong to say that men can't use girls' bathrooms. Okay? See, they can do that in America. Do you know that they have companies in about 27 different nations in the world that are anti-homosexuality? Five of those nations execute homosexuals. And PayPal is there and they don't say a word.
But here in America, see, we can say whatever we want. And because PayPal has said, we're not going to go to North Carolina because of their decision, I'm asking you to tell PayPal where to go. That's what I'm going to ask you to do. Now you say, I'm not going to do it. That's all right. You don't have to. Someone asked me the other day, do you watch the NBA? I said, I no longer watch the NBA. They said, why don't you watch the NBA? I said, because they allow their players to do things I was taught when I learned how to play basketball. You couldn't do that. You say, well, what? Well, they can carry the ball now. They can travel at any point in time. And when they make some great play because they took the extra step, they say, oh, that's a great play. But when I was growing up, I was taught you didn't travel. You got two steps and you had to do something with the ball. What have they done? They've watered down the league. What have churches done? We've watered down our churches. We now care what the people think and not what God thinks. God said there's a right way to live. God said you're sinners, you're bound for hell unless you accept me as your Savior. And then once I'm your Savior, I'm to be your Lord. And what have we said? Well, God will give you this much. And don't you dare ask for anything else, because nobody's going to tell me how to dress. And nobody's going to tell me how to talk. And nobody's going to tell me what I should or shouldn't watch on television. And yet God says, if you want to be strong in the faith, you need to follow me. This man said, Lord, come down ere my child die. I say this, Lord, you better come and bring revival to America before we die. How many of you remember when the mall over here wasn't open on Sunday? Do you remember that? When Lakeside Mall was first built, it wasn't open on Sunday. What have we done? We've grown accustomed. In fact, we expect it now. We expect things to be open on Sunday. And yet, at one point in time, wasn't Sunday considered the Lord's Day? You know what it's considered today? Oh, it's a day for football or basketball. It's a day for shopping. It's a day for going out and enjoying yourself. But boy, church better not get in the way. What has happened? Christians have said it's all right if we don't go to church. Christians have said there are better things to do. Better things to do. I'm going to ask Pastor Stephen to come up and help me. A spoon, a bowl, and a can of Campbell's Chunky grilled chicken and sausage gumbo. Now, how many of you think that sounds good? Grilled chicken and sausage gumbo. How many of you? Raise your hand. Come on. We can share that with the five of us. So in other words, you don't care that I'm going to open this can. Has this can been opened? Has it been altered in any way, shape, or form? Am I opening it right now? What's it called? It's Chunky grilled chicken and sausage gumbo. Would you please take this down there so they don't have to watch?
The whole thing?
The whole thing. Because I want them to listen to me and not watch you. I'm going to watch you to see where you're looking. Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to separate the chicken from the... And the sausage. So put the chicken on one side and the sausage, you know, on the same side. Okay, and everything else move to the other side. Our nation, as I said, is in dire straits. Evolution has destroyed our belief in a creator God. No creator God, then no absolutes. No absolutes, then sin is up to the individual. The individual is then the creator of his own heaven or hell. And this is where we're at today. How many of our so-called Christian denominations, let alone the non-denominations, no longer stand up for the marriage union of one man and one woman? How many churches today proclaim the need to repent and the need to prepare to meet your Maker? Hillary Clinton the other day said that the unborn child has no human rights. Do you agree with that statement? She said the unborn child has no human rights. In other words, it's all right to what them? To abort. To murder them. Since at what point in time in history has the mother the right in human, I'm talking, I'm not talking about cats or dogs or lions or whatever who eat their babies. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? But at what time in history has a mother been given the right to kill her child? And yet today we say it's all right, don't we? You say it's all right. It's not all right. And yet, just because something has been made legal doesn't mean it's legal in the eyes of God. Did you get that done? Thank you. You may go back to your seat. You say, Pastor Paul, what's that all about? I'm going to tell you. By now, you've probably figured out what it's all about. What's this can of soup? That's good. Wow. Grilled chicken and sausage gumbo. That's the name of the soup. What are we supposed to be as a church? What type of church? We're supposed to be a Christian. Now, we're eating Baptists, praise the Lord. Did you like that spaghetti and more Wednesday night? I hope you did. And when Donna wanted leftovers, and I said, well, it was all but eaten, she goes, how could it be? Because it was good. We're going to be having another one. Do you know what you're going to bring to the next? Chicken. Oh, freaking. That sounds good, doesn't it, folks? And who? A submarine sandwich? Oh, wow. I love sandwiches. Do you like sandwiches? I love sandwiches. I tell you what, eating Baptist. But aren't we supposed to be Bible Baptists? The Bible has always been our textbook. It's important. But one of the things that we need to do as a Baptist church is to stand up for what is right. What if I told you that next Sunday, trying to be politically correct, we are going to have a lesbian do the morning service. It never happened. And yet, there is now a lesbian bishop. You know what the lesbian bishop has said? We need to take the crosses out of our churches because they can be offensive. You say, how could that happen? It didn't happen overnight. It's been a slow process. We have given in more and more. When my wife and I attended the New York Avenue Baptist Church in Arlington, Texas. So if it was the New York Avenue Baptist Church, it was on what road? New York Avenue. Reverend Alvarez was our pastor. Brother Richardson was our song director. And Brother Richardson decided that he wanted to go in a step towards music that was more contemporary. Now, this was 1974. Brother Alvarez said, no way, no how. I'm not going in that step. Do you know that every song that Brother Alvarez would have said no to has long now since been said, well, that's okay. What happened? They began the movement back in 1974 to go in that direction. And today, we have churches that literally put on shows that you would find at the palace. Rock shows, yes. Let me give you a different example. Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind is the first U.S. movie that had what in it? Had a swear word in it. One swear word. You say, oh, what does it hurt? How many are now in the average half-hour sitcom? We have movies, I've been told, that they use the F word 75 to 100 times. But it began where? Gone with the Wind. One cuss word. What happens? Man always drifts in what direction? Away from God. Where are Christians supposed to be in this? See, one of the problems is that Christians said, well, it's all right if we go and see Gone with the Wind. It only has one cuss word. Look where we are today. You say, what about our churches? Well, we've watered it down, haven't we? I was talking to a pastor the other day, and he was talking about losing some of his people to the, and he named the church. And I said, well, why did you lose them? I said, didn't they like your preaching? He said, no, they liked their music. And I thought to myself, how sad that that has become the criteria for going to a certain church. What's the name of this soup? Grilled chicken and sausage. Doesn't that just sound delicious? I got this on sale at Kroger's for 89 cents. Do you think I got my money's worth? I heard some people say no. If it's called grilled chicken and sausage gumbo, what do you expect to find in this can? Chicken and sausage. Don't you think that if you bought a can of soup that has chunky grilled chicken and sausage, don't you think that should make up the majority of the soup? Shouldn't that be the number one and number two ingredients in that soup? Because it's called that. Can you see how much is there? And how much is just filler? You say, Pastor Paul, what are you saying? Are we the filler? Are we the chicken and the sausage? See, our churches should be, our church should be filled with what? Christians. If you were put on trial tomorrow for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Are we the chicken and the sausage? Are we the filler? Are we Christians and we want to be Christians and we want our kids to know we're Christians and we want our neighbors to know we're Christians and our fellow workers to know we're Christians? Or are we simply saying, I go to church, don't bother me? The fact of the matter is, folks, you know what the homosexual agenda is? The homosexual agenda is not to have equal rights. The homosexual agenda is to make Christianity illegal. You see, what are you talking about? They've got everything they should want, right? Have they stopped? They stood up, didn't they? They got to the point that they didn't care what you called them. They didn't care that you didn't like them. They didn't care anything about you. They stood up and they got what they wanted. What do we do? The fact of the matter is, we said, it doesn't matter. It does matter. You know how I know it matters? Because God said it's wrong. And you cannot legalize sin. You say, well, they've done it. That's right, they've done it. Why? Because we voted in politicians that allowed it. You say, well, wait a minute. Yes. We have voted in politicians who have had judges who have allowed it. Because as Christians, we were more interested in what type of money are we going to get? May I say this, when it's all said and done, our money means nothing. Are we Christians? Are we willing to stand up for Christ? Shall we stand together? Our song of invitation this morning is, Lord, I'm coming home. And as we pray and as we have the invitation, I don't think it would hurt for all of us to come forward and pray for our nation. For all of us to come forward and pray for pastors in gospel preaching churches to remain strong. I don't think it'd be wrong for all of us to come forward and say, Lord, help me be the Christian I need to be. Not just born again, not just one who knows Christ as Savior, but one who is willing to be a Christian. Lord, help us take back our country. You know what we've done? We've given it up without a fight. And if you truly love America, we need to bring it back to where it was. Because we have to do it. The churches have to do it. I heard something the other day. I was walking at the gym. And they were showing something that a public school was doing. And as soon as they got done with what this public school was doing, the announcer, I think it was Channel 4, the announcer said, this is what the public schools are doing, and at home you need to back up what the public schools are teaching. That's wrong. That is wrong. That's ungodly. May I say this? You need to be teaching your children what is right and wrong, and the public school should be backing you up. See, the problem is we've got everything backwards, and we're saying, well, this is all right. Folks, I'm telling you, it's not all right. We need to be Christians once again. The problem is we don't want to create any waves, but the waves are coming. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask now that you would have your hand upon us. And Lord, we know that there is a battle going on for our children, for our teenagers, Lord, for our young adults. Lord, we that are older, we need to make a stand and make a stand now. We pray for our nation, Lord. Help us to be examples of what is right. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.